Hey there, cats and kittens, I'm Mike Coffin, welcome to halfguarded.com, okay, halfguarded.com, just go visit the website, click so I get some hits and shit like that, because it'll make me feel better about my miserable existence. This is a first, because I went out and I spent $10, yeah, $10, and I think I subscribed for like $10 a year or some shit like that, so I could record phone calls, so now I can interview people. I'm actually pretty sure that the guys at Comic Conversations gave me this really badass gift for Christmas. Because, you know, my employees give me money and I don't give them money. Because I'm awesome like that. I got a dog share, by the way, which allows me to do that. But I'm not really sure how to use it. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'll spend the $15. Anyways, I'm going to try to do this regularly. We're in studio. You can tell that because I got better audio quality, right? And we're going to be doing this show sometimes. And it's going to be called Alcohol and Ambien. Basically, I've been drinking for about 3 hours or so, and I just took an Ambien. And usually it takes like about 2.5 to 3 hours before I just pass out from this. And usually after about a half an hour, so I don't remember anything. So, like, I'll wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I sent a picture of my dick to this person. Or I posted that on Facebook or whatever. And it's fucking horrible, right? So I thought, why not just do a show this way? Dog, stop fucking looking at the other fucking... Leave him alone. Go kill him. So I thought, I'll just call people randomly. Now, some people know they're going to get called. Some don't. So I'm just going to be calling people I know randomly and asking them their opinion. Also, there's like one dude, I put it on Twitter. I'm like, hey, if you want to be in the show, send me a direct message of your phone number, and I'll call you. And some dude fucking did it, which is fucking awesome. So I'm pretty sure, well, I hope I'm going to call that dude. So yeah, I don't know. Oh, I've been talking for 2.5 minutes already. I got Titan FC on in the background here. I got one Puggle staring at another Puggle. Like, he wants to kill him. And the second, the Puggle that's being stared at, staring over a fence that I have, right? On the other side, there's pizza. Anyway, like I said, I've been drinking a box of wine. Actually, I had a box of wine. And I thought it was done. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw it away. And I realized, no, there's something in here. I actually took the bag out of the box and squeezed it into a coffee cup. Because that's what it's come to in my life. So anyways, that's what I'm doing right now. I feel like I should do my own shit and then talk to people because I don't know how long this should be. Like, usually I think like an hour is pretty good for a podcast, but maybe it should be like longer because it's, who knows what alcohol and Ambien is going to be. And what's really awesome is if you're hearing this like on iTunes, let me know. Oh, that dude just got kicked in the head. If you're hearing this on iTunes, please let me know. Just go to halfguarded.com or email me at halfguarded@gmail.com. Or mike@halfguarded.com. We should do have real, like, halfguarded.com email addresses. It's fucking weird. And the audio quality will jump around, I think, because right now I have, like, a real microphone and stuff like that. And later on when I do, like, I call people, I don't know if I can use the real mic. Actually, okay, here. I know I can because I tested this earlier today with my mother, because who else would you test shit with? Because I'm 33 and why not? And I know it can work, but I'm not really sure if it'll be the easy to get away from that. So I don't really know how that'll work. And I even took notes. Like, I was at this crap contract job I got. Like, you know, anybody who's never heard this show before at halfguarded.com, Ambien and Alcohol, or Alcohol and Ambien, or Five Star Radio, whatever you want to call it. In addition to being a genius mixed martial arts expert, I'm also an attorney, so sometimes I take these jobs where I get paid hourly to come in and basically fix shit. It's called contract work. Real attorneys, we call it doc review, and you all know how pathetic that is. But I took notes, and my notes say Target Tranny, John Jones at UFC 200, Ric Flair, Don't Vote, Punisher, and Prince. So I'll probably try to, like, ask people about that. So I have some notes. Like, this is like the first time in years I've taken notes. Usually most shows are just me ranting and rambling and driving around and walking dogs. Stop looking at me. But hold on. Time for a drink. But I don't know what this will be. I think I have to, like, stop recording on the one app and then call people and record with that app. And I've never actually tried to, like, get a file from that app, but fuck them. I paid them, like, you know, $15 or something, so I better be able to fucking get my audio. Some people, like I said, some people volunteer. Some people have no clue that I'm going to call them. And I know who I'm going to call first. I don't think he's going to pick up. But I'm like, I gotta have, like, you know, the first guest in the history I've ever done. Like, I've been doing this fucking podcast since, hey, dog, get! I've been doing this thing since 2000 and, I think, 6? Maybe, I know I've been on air. No, 2005 was my first time I ever did, you know, internet. Holy shit, that's 11 years ago. Cause 06 is when I started doing, like, my own solo show. And dog, would you get out of there? There's nothing there for you to eat. Leave it alone. Get! Come here. So like, you know, over a decade, don't go back to it. And I never have had, I've never done interviews. Like, I always knew it was, like, you know, easy to, you know, you could do it. Like, lots of people do it. I'm always like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't want to, like, interview people, but, you know, it drives subscriber. Well, I don't even have subscribers, like, hits to the website and stuff like that. So, I'm going to give it a shot. I have my connections. Probably when I'm sober and not on pills, I'll, like, interview real people. But eventually, I'd like to be able to just, like, call up. Ideally, one day, be like, dude, it's wasted. But, hey, John Jones, what's going on? Like, hey, I'm like you are right now. Because, you know, you have a problem. And that's a good segue into John Jones fighting Daniel Cormier at UFC 200. And it's so awesome. Get out, Mick. Dog, come here. Stop it. There's nothing. There's fucking Mickey. Get, come here. Don't fucking wave your tail. Come here. I said, fucking dogs. Yeah, so John Jones is going to fight Daniel Cormier at UFC. Don't go back to it. Just got to stop talking to you. Ass dog. Jones, Cormier, UFC 200, their second fight headlines. A lot of people critical of John Jones for his performance at the last UFC. Matt Grady at halfguarded.com, because you got to plug shit, wrote an article about, like, John Jones has peaked. I kind of disagree, but I don't know. It's tough to tell. But Jones is so awesome. He's, like, my favorite person in the world because he's such a dick. Like, he's just such a cocksucker. He really, really is. And just the arrogance he has. But he's one of those guys that's like, I'm going to fuck your woman and beat you up. And then he can just do it. You can't stop. There is fucking, that's it. Come here, you little shit. What the fuck is on? Hold on. We're going underneath the fucking. First of all, that's an empty bottle of wine, you ass. Oh, there's a bone. Fuck. It wasn't a whole bottle. It was a little mini bottle of wine. I'm not that much of a lush. What the fuck? The dog knows it. Oh, now he's eating it. Jones Cormier 2, UFC 200. It's an awesome fight. And it's all the better because John Jones is such a shit talker. We made an awesome meme that's got, like, hundreds of hits and likes and impressions and shares and whatever. But, dramatic pause. It's 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time right now. I've been on the Ambien for 15 minutes. I think I still I will remember this. Only been on the air for 9. That's not actually not bad. So, but no, I mean, John Jones just running down Cormier and you suck. And Cormier's just like, you're a bum, you're a bum, you're a bum. And like, Jones is like, what are you going to tell your grandkids when they ask, did you beat John Jones? And Cormier's like, I'm just going to say I didn't have to because he was such a screw up. I'm like, that's the worst comeback ever. Like, a dude beat your ass. And then the reason you have his title is because, he's a moron. Like, it's just so weak. And I like Cormier. He seems like a really good guy, but he is so mentally beat. Like, hey, other dog. What the fuck is that? That's my, give me that. Give it. Hold on, I'm gonna check, see what's in this envelope with a dog in heaven. Here, chew away. I don't care. John Jones is so in his head, and it's awesome because it's not Conor McGregor, and McGregor's got like his fake bullshit where he'll say things and like, and you know, he's kind of half putting on airs or whatever. Like John Jones is out there and he's just like, dude, I'm better than you. And I know the pro wrestling Aspie person out there, but oh, you better. But John Jones is all like, Cormier, you're great, but you can't beat me. You can't beat me. You can't beat me. Like, he talks trash on a personal level, but not like, not like crossing the line level. I don't know. It's just like, John Jones is so awesome. Like, don't get me wrong. Conor McGregor makes me laugh, and I like this shit and stuff like that. But John Jones is just like, he's so arrogant, so... I don't think I can say smarmy because he's black. Hold on. Which is bullshit, because I feel like I should be able to use any adjective I want to describe someone because they're different skin color. But it's like, he's smarmy and just like so full of himself, but he is right. Like everything.
All right, everyone. I think you can actually hear me right now. Obviously, the audio quality changed. I was in the middle of doing like a fucking... prologue or opening this show, and I got an actual phone call from a friend. I almost wanted to record it, and she's like, no, don't you dare. So I show respect. But I'm gonna try this out now. I'm gonna do our first guest, the first guest in the history of my life, and it's gonna be Fat Ass Tony. That's right, you may know him as Admin Tony, Tony Leader, Tony Letter. He's got like so many different names because no one can say his name right. I text him, you know, 5,000 times a day. But I'd never call him, and he has no idea this is coming. So let's see how this works. If he doesn't pick up, I swear to fuck, I'll call his wife. So let's see. Hey, dude! Hey! Okay, most of you should be able to hear me by now. You probably just heard a giant fight and screaming. That was two dogs just going at it like there's no tomorrow over a bone. This is a normal Saturday night for me. Ambien and alcohol or not, whatever. I currently have an open wound on both my feet, my calf, and my forearm from breaking up two puggles. Yeah, and I'm like, shut up, Tony. Fucking look at me. I'm so pissed at these dogs right now. I'm in a bad mood now. This is not going to be the happy-go-lucky fun show. Yeah. I'm getting shit from everybody all day for all my life choices and stuff. So I'm gonna call Fat Ass. I'm going to see if he fucking picks up. He'll be like, what the fuck are you calling me for? I'm going to call him until he picks up. Because it's like 7 o'clock his time, so he's probably at a bar because he's an alkie. So let's see how this works. I have to add a call and see if it works. So I think I can keep talking to you, though. Fuck, I don't even know what his name is listed in my fucking phone. Like, I don't know the fucking name. Is he under Tony Lover? Is that right? I am under Tony Lover and Jiggle Tits. And that's the problem. Like, I don't know which name I have to use to call him. My gay lover... All right, I'm going to try him one more time here. Add call. Let's get this fat fucking ass on here. Lover Tony. He's officially in the phone. His nickname is Jiggle Tits. He's officially Tony Lover. Oops, I want to call the ex-wife's aunt. I will call, let's try fucking Jiggle Tits once again.
Ass dialing me?
No, I'm not. I'm not ass dialing you at all. I merged this call. I got my little fucking software thingy.
What software thingy?
I can record phone calls now.
What do you want to do that for?
So I can interview important people in the industry. But I figure you should be the very first person I ever do this with.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got. Like, I told everyone, I'm like, I have not actually physically spoken to you since December because we're gay like that. But it's part of the, and also this show has been such a disaster. I did 10 minutes of my own, and I started to do a regular thing, and then the dogs went crazy and they fought, and I have open wounds on both my legs and my forearms, breaking them apart.
We're breaking puddles up.
Yeah, and it hurts. Like, and it's not like a little scratch. Like, one of them is a deep purple kind of wound.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because the name of the podcast I've decided, and it gives it all away, is, do you see it on Facebook?
No, I haven't seen it yet. No.
I want to get this shit on iTunes, so I would ask my brother to do it, but that's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
It's all going to be under the Half Guarded Hour, HGH, because I think that's really funny. And we'll do the
that
normal
really
five.
Funny.
We'll do the normal five-star reel. By the way, anybody listening, this is Tony. Who gives a shit? No, this is going to be called the Alcohol and Ambien version of the podcast. I've been drinking since 5. I took the Ambien an hour ago. And instead of, like, just, like, having all these regrets where I wake up in the morning, I'm like, who did I text or what did I do? And I'll look back and be like, I talked to Tony for, like, an hour, and I don't remember.
That's funny.
So I'll just put it all on air. I'll just put it all on air. It's just fucking terrible. And I have nothing to talk to people about. Like, I'm going to call Peach in a little bit, and I put it on his Twitter. I'm like, hey, you want to be part of this? Give me your phone number. And somebody sent me their phone number. So I just put the dude on the air. But I got my list.
Dude.
I don't know.
Funny.
Who the fuck he, yeah. I got my list of topics, which includes trannies taking a shit at Target. Do you have anything you want to tell people about the pooping habits of transsexuals at Target?
No. It's probably more something for Walmart, but I guess, you know, Target's slightly higher class than Walmart.
My thing was, like, I always thought, it is, but I always figured, like, trannies, like, live in, like, cities, and they don't have Targets or Walmarts in cities. Like, trannies don't live in their sticks, do they?
I'm sure some do.
Well, I mean, there's some, but...
I used to have one here in Bothell. Yeah, she'd walk around. Oh, you know, it was one of those ones where you could see it from, you know, 100 feet away. It wasn't one fooling anybody.
You had the one? Like, everybody in Bothell knew that tranny?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it was one of those, it looked, you know, it was, I don't know how to explain it, but it was, she was so haggard and old. It looked like an old man with a wig on, basically. And it was a pretty big dude, probably 6'2".
Is that a prostitute?
I don't think so.
So just like some ugly-ass she-man walking
pretty,
around.
Well, yeah, it was an ugly dude, so, I mean, how pretty could the female version be?
That's so fucking awesome. Like, you have a tranny story.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in probably 5-6 years.
Yeah, the AIDS probably got her.
Well, maybe that was why it was, she was so sunken.
I like how you just right there refer to as it.
Well, I don't know what they're actually, because they don't wear a sign whether they're post-op or pre-op or...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd like to name it properly, but then I do it like with a baby. I'll call a baby it for a very long time.
You calling that current shit kid in your life it?
Well, I've only seen her once, so.
You actually saw that kid?
Once, yeah. It was the last pay-per-view, but what was the pay-per-view before that? Or maybe it was even before that.
WrestleMania? No.
No, I didn't go watch WrestleMania there. It was one of the bigger UFC shows.
Oh, McGregor?
Oh, yeah, it was Diaz McGregor. That was the last time I saw her, and the first time I saw her.
And you didn't go over there at all to see this kid?
No, well, I mean, two birds with one stone, right? I sort of looked at her a little bit.
And you realize it's just a baby?
Yeah, it's just a baby. It shits, eats, and cries and sleeps. There's not much to him.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell you have two of them. Well, you don't really anymore, but...
No, now they cost just a ton of money and eat a lot of food.
Yeah, but they're so much more fun now.
Yeah, for now. We'll see. We'll see how long that lasts.
Oh, you guys get that $400 fund in advance just to pay for the mistakes in a couple, you know, months.
It's true.
My other topic, I wrote these down on a piece of legal paper. This is an office I'm working at. And the part, one of the dogs ate part of it. It just says, John Jones, UFC 200. What do you think about John Jones at UFC 200?
What do I think about John Jones at UFC 200? I don't know. That's a pretty boring fight.
Do you think Jones just could beat his ass?
It'll probably be like his last, Jones' last two fights, right? It'll be, or just like the first Cormier one. It's probably just going to be a redo of that one. I don't see either one guy finishing each other, right?
No, not at all.
So we're going to probably see another one where it's probably 4-1, 2-3, where, you know, I don't know how to explain the first one. I was there for the first one, wasn't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
In person, it looked like 3-2, but then I watched it again. It was 4-1 Jones, but he does it so subtly, and he wins. I don't want to say, because he kind of won subtly that time, but he won 4-1, and that's not really subtle. But nobody really kicked each other's ass either.
Yeah, I just keep laughing. Like I watched like the press conference
mm-hmm.
in New York, and like. It's got to be humiliating as shit for Cormier when John Jones just stands there and says, you can't beat me and you know you can't beat me. And the look on Cormier's face always says, he's right.
Well, Cormier, yes and no. I think that, you know, Jones has a game plan and he sticks to him. And it's the era of, you know, that old, I forgot who, it might have been Hoist or Henzo that said it. And when the rules changed and we had judges and time limits, in rounds, when you know that you're being dropped in the middle of the ocean, one guy's going to win. And with those changes, if we had an old era fight where one guy had to finish the other, maybe we would see a different kind of fighter out of Jones, and Jones would probably lose more. But he doesn't need to, because there's 5 rounds, and he can win 3 of them and have 2 of them be kind of a toss-up.
Definitely sounds like something Hoist would say for all of his excuses.
Yeah, for all of his losses, because there's rounds, dude. That's how Hughes got him, right?
Yeah.
Because there's rounds. Wait a second. Yeah. No, it went 90 seconds or something.
Yeah, Hughes warm out. Do you have anything to say about Ric Flair's behavior in the airport, which has gone unreported?
Unreported. I wonder why.
I reported it.
It sounds like par for the course for Ric Flair, doesn't it? He probably did the same thing. He probably did the same thing as you. You wanted to have a little wine on the plane. He said, I got some Ambien. And then he acted wacky, which great. And it's news, but it's not really news because it's Ric Flair, right?
Yeah. Do you think that, for anybody that doesn't know, there's that recent decision in Oklahoma where if a woman is asleep and you put your dick in her mouth, it's not rape. Do you think that Ric Flair immediately booked a flight for Oklahoma?
Maybe.
Like, when I hear stuff like that, like, anytime, like, you hear those laws, like, a woman's too drunk to consent, it's rape. My first thought is, like, oh, fucking serial rapist. Like,
wow. I mean, the funny part is we even had to get to that point where we decided in court that they were passed out from alcohol, not from, I don't know, Queen. What if they were playing the pass out game, like, when they were kids, right?
Yeah.
Would that be legal then?
Like I actually came up with this standard the other night as I sat alone in my basement drinking. And it's basically if a man and a woman go drink for drink, they have to go drink for drink.
Mm-hmm.
If a man can get it up still, it's not rape. Because, you know, you get the whiskey. Once whiskey dick sets in, that to me is the same as a woman not being able to consent.
Yeah.
You probably don't really... I don't know if that really will hold up in a court of law.
I don't think so. But I still find it funny that now they have to specify that you can. They need to go change the law now if they're inebriated. Because it was any other medical problem, I don't know, epilepsy, let's say, it was in rape, right?
Just pass on the floor, kind of shake, and the guy's like, hey, let me stick my dick.
I mean, that would be rape. Whereas she was drinking too much.
and fell asleep, and you're like, well, and the Constitution says if a woman's asleep, you could put your penis in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're saying. That's what our founding fathers thought when they're like, all right, we want the right to free speech. We want the right to own a gun, the right to put your penis in someone when they're sleeping, and the right to own a slave. Like, what the hell?
I guess, yeah, if it's a slave, it's not raped in either.
Well, that's property. For sure. This is property. You can't rape your property.
There's more stupidity.
What are you doing right now, anyways?
I was playing guitar. Now I'm. I was just looking at my email.
Anything interesting?
No. Alan's Dr. Keith Presents needs to be published.
Did they email you to tell you that?
No, the system automatically emails you and says there's a document waiting.
Oh, I was laughing with some guys like I submitted something that's in the back end ready to go. I'm like, I can see these things. Like, I know it's
Oh yeah, that one doesn't email you. Your system doesn't email you.
Yeah, but I
should, but
well, fuck that. That'd be more annoying anyways. Although something oh yeah, 'cause something weird happened today where like I think we had 50 or 60 spam comments come in today alone.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I'm actually happy because it occurred to me that means I had some bot had to visit the site, which is a hit.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
that's advertising dollars. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, and sometimes I'll go through and like, if the comment is semi, legible, I'll edit the name and delete the website and just put it up there. If it's like, this is really brilliant content, you said something genius, I'm like, yes, and I will assume it, say, Anna said this from no website, and I'm like, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay,
Foster, I don't even know why you do that. What's the last one?
Okay, the last one. Thoughts on Prince.
Prince?
Yeah.
Are we confirmed on what ailment he tried to pray away?
No. What do you think killed him?
It had to be something. You don't die at 50, whatever, at 90 pounds. And there's how many different things could it be that caused that? It could be cancer he's trying to pray away of all things, right?
It seems like it's either cancer, AIDS, or drugs.
Yeah, you would hope not drugs if he's trying to pray something away.
That's kind of what gets me. It's like people are like, oh, you know, he's like, on the one hand, like, and it's really, there's something to be... I kind of do respect the idea that he was a legitimate Jehovah's Witness to the point where he walked around and he knocked on people's doors.
Like, wouldn't that be funny to have Prince come and try to convert you?
Exactly. Like, he even talked to me. I read an article in New York Times and they were talking about like, he's like, yeah, some people don't know it's me. Some people think it's a joke. Some people freak out. I'm like,
could be that's right. There's probably a lot of Prince lookalikes, right? So,
exactly. Like, if somebody shows up at your house and says, hi, I don't know what they say. Hey, do you love Jesus? Do you want to?
I don't know. I've never held the door open long enough. No.
They're all over the place. In my train station, they stand outside. They just have the little book, and they don't, like, talk to you too much. They just have, like, a stand with a bunch of their...
Oh, really? I've never seen that. I've seen them because they're usually in pairs. Well, actually, some of those are Mormons, too, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never opened the door long enough for them to get any worth out.
But I gotta say, that guy isn't for a guy who's worth like hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, if he's out there doing that, like, at least you know he truly believes it. Like, he's not
sure,
full of shit.
Isn't painkillers one of those things you're not supposed to be taking too?
There is a bit of a contradiction, I think, in how he was living his life. I bet, you know, easy to walk around the neighborhood and convert people when you're high on oxy. But, you know, more public too, if he was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, what do you think most? I think that it's painkillers. I think he got the Michael Jackson cocktail.
It's always a combination, right?
Like,
Did you think he OD'd? I don't think he OD'd. I think it sounds like his organs just failed, right? I don't know.
Like, I don't think it's AIDS.
Heart failure.
Like, I would just imagine he was doing a lot of drugs, and it was, like, maybe it's, like, medically an OD because, you know, that's what it is. But it's really
well,
just... his body couldn't handle it.
It's like heroin, right? Whatever that stuff is, it's just medical heroin. So if your arteries are going to harden, and your heart's eventually going to fail, or another organ's going to fail.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I can't blame the guy for doing it. It's like with heroin, like it's addicting for a reason.
And all he got was the pure stuff because you just buy it.
God damn. I'll fuck up his ass. If I want heroin, I got to go out and get something laced with rat poison. But doctor gives it to me as pure ass, crack it up and snort it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, you've been on for like 20 minutes. And you should go.
That's longer than I've been on a show in how long?
I don't know. Whenever you stop
doing it. I'm sure it'll get me in trouble in there somewhere.
We didn't say anything about anyone.
Well, we talked about... there's always things that people can misinterpet. On purpose,
okay.
Of course.
For everybody listening, if you got this far, he doesn't have... He's not taking shots at anyone. WrestlingObserver.com is a really good website. I have no problem with it. It's a great place to go to. It has a magnificent design. You know... There's a reason why Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer are industry leaders, and I have all the respect in the world for them. He's not laughing at them. He's laughing at me saying this because I'm
just like I'm laughing. Well, I'm laughing. I just laugh. But you should have, and on that same note, you should find, I won't tell you his real name, but Les Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if he's ever admitted that you and Todd started his site.
He should have, because I know I started that site.
I don't know if he's ever actually... not like I listen to his shows, so...
No,
I see a tweet of his every couple of weeks, that's about it.
That dude has the most valuable fucking Twitter name.
Yes, he does.
Like, @ProWrestling? Are you... Like, holy shit.
I would have sold that off a long time ago.
Like, that's got to be worth at least 10 grand.
You would... Yeah, I don't know. I've never actually looked to see what Twitter handles are worth.
And like something like that's got to be just, I mean, some of those, when you see some of these celebrities and like it's @RealDonaldTrump because they can't get Donald Trump because no one will sell it to them.
Yeah, and it's stupid that they allow people to squat on them.
Yeah.
But, back in the day, I think it was McDonald's.com got squatted on for a long time. Or something like that. Well, a couple of companies got squatted on and they couldn't take it away from them because there was no protection for it yet.
You ever hear the story about what they did with the New York Nets?
No.
Some dude bought like a while ago the name to the NewYorkNets.com, and he didn't just squat on it, but he would actively go out of his way to be posting all these negative articles about the Russian dude that owned the Nets, and he was just trolling them all the time.
Wasn't it like, isn't this guy like, well, I guess I'm making an assumption. Russian guy, probably mob connected, maybe not a smart thing.
Oh, for sure he's mob connected. Nobody in Russia has money unless you've murdered several people and have their body covered in tattoos that illustrates their life.
Well, obviously that always reminds us of Alexander.
Eastern Promises.
Well, yeah.
That's right.
But, oh, no, Emelianenko, though, his brother.
Oh, yeah. I think you meant the shit-ass movie. I'm like, what the fuck? With Colin Farrell?
If I ever saw it, I have forgotten it because it was so awesome.
The only good part was the black chick tits were just magnificent. But fucking, yeah.
Oh, I guess you remember it better than I do.
Yeah, Alexander Yetmilyanenko with the fucking death holding the baby.
Yeah, and then he's got, you know, some of the
stars.
Some of the stars, which, you know, I guess if you research a little bit, it means
he's in
people.
There. Like, that ain't some, you know, frat boy from Florida. Like, this would be kind of cool. It's like, he lives in an area where if you get those stars, you didn't earn them, they murder you.
Probably, yeah. Especially now they see him on TV. Yeah, let's get rid of that guy.
Yeah, all right. 23 minutes, you've done your
thing. Okay, that's enough of me.
Yeah, everybody go to WrestlingObserver.com. I'm plugging the...
Yeah.
He runs HalfGuarded.com also, and that's a better website. Not better, just different. Just different, everyone. Don't get your panties in a bunch. It's just different. We have stories about transsexuals taking shits in Target, and Wrestling Observer doesn't.
Oh, seriously? That you have a story on that? Huh.
I wrote one. It's a good piece. And one of our other dudes, Chris, wrote like a parody deal about it. And I basically was like, my thesis, I really believe this, is it's a moot point because once the surgery gets to be so good that we can't tell, no one will care. We only care about the trainees that can't pass. If you're a trainee and you can pass for the other sex, no one can keep you out. It's just some dude says he's a woman, but he looks like Paul Bunyan. Everybody's like, I don't want you in my bathroom.
Well, what if I have to take a shit really bad and there's somebody in the men's one? I mean,
well, it's kind of like the same deal. Like I have sometimes at work when I have to take a shit and there's two stalls open, I always take the handicap one. And one day, like, you know, the handicap guy comes in there and you're like, oh, I'm just going to have to sit here for a long time because I don't want him to know what I've done. It's horrible. I sat there for 10 minutes until he left. And then I jumped in the other stall and I'm like,
just
yeah.
Because you didn't want to make eye contact?
Exactly. I don't want to get caught. Like, I got caught taking this shit in his stall. Like, I've gone to that stall and took a nap once.
So the other one was free and you went in the big one?
Yeah, because I want the fucking leg room.
You want the wide berth?
I want to be able, know I can do as much damage as possible.
I see.
All right, dude. All right. I'll talk to you later.
We can borrow them another time.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
All right, see
ya. All right, everyone. I'm trying one more time. Peach is done. He's off the list. We're going to go to Chris now. He's doing a lot of work for us. Probably should have. Oh, I can read since that's what it is. He's from New York.
After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Chris, it's Coughlin. I'm doing the alcohol and Ambien podcast. I promised I'd call you. I know you're at work, but I just wanted to know that you're special. I love you. I love that you want to, let trannies into the bathroom so we have better access to them. I know that's what it is deep down. And that's it. I just want to make sure, I get my guys on the fucking podcast, the ones who would appreciate this shit. So thanks for all the work you do. We'll have you on when you're not working like an actual responsible adult. And you'll hear this message on the podcast itself. Spread the news. Let your family listen. Ooh. Bye. All right, everyone. I'm going to call this guy from Twitter. His name is Matt. This is fucking awesome. I have no idea who he is. I hope he picks up. If he does, I'm going to be so pissed. Here we click add call. Recent. And, it says fucking Houston. Huh.
So, like. Left out, I guess.
So, Dracula is, like, the. Like, it's not just he didn't just, like, lend his name to the school. Like, he's actually there.
Yeah, he's there every day.
Man, I mean.
I haven't gotten to roll with him yet, but I'm not looking forward to that because all the big guys are like, oh, man, he's, like, so heavy. He's, like, 150 pounds maybe. But they're like, dude, he feels so heavy. And, like, you can't move underneath him.
Wow. Also, I have no idea if this is recording still or not. I don't know, whatever. I hit the button to record, so I think it's good. I'm still talking to you, so it must be.
Yeah.
It's not, whatever. It's cool to see somebody that went to the fucking Twitter. When you actually roll with, how long have you been training with him then?
Only like 6 months.
Oh, you're doomed.
So yeah, I'm like, I get crushed by literally everyone. I actually prefer rolling with like bigger guys because it doesn't sound as bad if you get crushed by a 250 pound man black belt. And they're like, oh no, I just got whooped by a 90 pound blue belt girl and I can't give her perfume.
Yeah, no, I've been on both sides of that, where, like, I'll just be rolling with some guy. Like, because I train in Chicago here with Carlson Gracie Jr., like, at the world-famous headquarters with Jr. himself and all this horse shit. He's usually doing, like, seminars, so he's not really around.
Yeah.
But, and, like, every once in a while when you roll with, like, those real high-level guys, you're just like, no matter what progress you think you've made, you're like, wait a second, what the hell? What the hell just happened?
Yeah. It's very eye-opening. But
it's one of those sports where, like, on one day you can feel like, you know what, I think I kind of get this. I'm kind of a badass. And then, like, for the next 3 weeks, you realize how crappy you are at everything.
Yeah. I also had a similar experience, like, a week ago, because they also have like a takedowns class in Nogi, which we, it's kind of like wrestling, but some of the MMA guys are there. And then our other professor, Brandon Mullins, is like a, he's a world champion in Nogi Jiu-Jitsu. And then these other guys are like professional MMA fighters. They're all much smaller than me. By like 40 or 50 pounds, and I was just getting ragdolled, like, across, I was like getting snapped down and thrown across into the cage, and I was like, this is why I don't do MMA, because I would literally get killed.
Yeah, like, I get that a lot, like, when the, cause I've been training for well over like half a decade, so like, I'm not like too out of my element, but like, when the guys who train more or less MMA want to roll, it's one of those things where I know they don't know the technique, but they're just naturally aggressive and just like more manly than I am. So I essentially have to, wear like, wait 2 or 3 minutes and then capitalize on the mistake. Cause some of those dudes, like, they're just beasts. Like, they just got that aggression, and it doesn't matter. Like, oh, their arm's the wrong place. I throw up an arm bar. It doesn't matter.
Nope. They're strong and
crazy.
Oh, shit. So you've been
a lot of fun.
So like 6 months, Draculino, you're just a sad little white belt still.
I'm a sad little white belt. I'm just getting punished by everybody.
Here's the worst part of all is you'll look at that blue belt and you'll think, yes, once I get the blue belt, I've arrived. And I've been a blue belt for 5 years. And like a lot of schools, like if I was like the McDojo type schools, I'd be a purple or brown belt by now. But like, because of where I'm at, like, it's real, and they don't want to, and I get it, but there's this, like, honestly, there's been times when white belts tap me out, I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, again, you think you've got it all going on, and all of a sudden, you're just like, why did that happen? This doesn't happen in any other sport. Like, you don't go to, like, you don't watch pro baseball, and some guy from minor leagues, like single A baseball comes up there and just dominates a hitter all of a sudden. Like it just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah. That's why whenever I'll like sweep somebody that's, you know, blue or purple and I'm like, that's it. Victory lap running away.
Actually,
I've never swept a purple. I've occasionally swept really tired blue belts.
You'll get those. And then like, yeah, I mean like there's a couple times like I'll sweep a black belt or whatever. It's always kind of like a, what I call like, I don't say cheating, but like a tricky sweep. Like they don't like do deep half guard or whatever. And I'll get it and they'll be like, hey, you're really good at that. I'm like, yeah. And then you tap me out 12 times in 5 minutes. So there's really the winner here. But you know, you followed the fucking half guarded Twitter. Why did you follow the half guarded Twitter? Where did that come from?
It looked cool and it was suggested on my Twitter because I am also part of a podcast. I have a friend who runs, I don't know, it's kind of like a lifestyle podcast, but it's very heavy sports and MMA-centric, as well as, like, pop culture and comic book movies and brotastic stuff. It's called The Broest Bros You Knows. So I've been on a couple episodes for my friend, and I'm, like, their jiu-jitsu expert, quote-unquote, when we we break down fights, and then, you know, I make fun of professional fighters that can kill me in an instant, and it's fun.
This sounds exactly like the kind of people that should be on halfguarded.com, because, you know, I don't know how often you visit the site, but we are obviously just MMA-focused, and then most of our story, like, we had two stories the other day about whether transsexuals should be able to poop in Target or not, because somebody wanted to write about it. And I even have, like, a little sheet of paper where I took notes for the first time in my life to ask people questions. So I asked you, the first question is, do you think that transsexuals should be able to poop in Target?
Poop in Target?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you hear the story about that?
If they're going to poop, they better poop in a bathroom.
Well, no, Target made it a public policy that transsexuals can poop in the shitter that represents whatever they feel. So people are like, oh, no, this is going to lead to, like, rape and pedophile, because that's what transsexuals are like. This is our first step. We're getting a Target. We totally got access to all those little kids. Like, nowhere else, just Target. They're not going to go to, like, you know, a Catholic church or anything. No, they go to Target to get the kiddies. So are you pro or against trannies in Target taking dumps?
I don't like to think about trannies taking dumps anywhere. Unless I'm paying them for it.
Well, that's a fantastic point. Like, if you pay a trainee in advance, like if somebody's like, I'm a transsexual, I'll take a Cleveland Steamer on you, do you have the right to know if they used or a man that was a woman or a woman that was a man? Like, would that make a difference?
If you don't ask to clarify right up front, then you don't get your money back.
Fuck, we're breaking barriers here. what do you do for a living? What's your job? What do you do?
I do lots of boring stuff. I'm delivering sandwiches right now because, I don't know, I like not being completely broke, but I would like to open a chain of, what's it called? Food trucks. I'd like to have a chain of food trucks around the Gulf Coast area, as well as being a movie star and philosopher and dog walker.
You are pretty much a kindred soul. So what you're really saying is you don't really want to do anything. You just want to have money and do what you want.
Yes.
Yeah, I can. Did you go to school to do what you want, so to speak?
Yes. I have a degree in drama with a minor in philosophy and English and some other lots of other random stuff, and did lots of reading afterwards. And who would have thought that it did not actually lead to making money?
I was going to say, like, those sound like money-making degrees. Holy shit. Like, that's right up there with my political science degree and my brother's English degree. Like, oh, I'm surprised you just have job offers coming in left and right. How old are you then?
I'm 31. I'm ancient.
Fuck, you're younger than me, though. That's not ancient.
But I have the body of a 90-year-old man.
Oh, well, that's you got a demographic of women you can attract.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't have any money to attract. They only go to old men if they have money.
Yeah, except for those 90-year-old women might have some estates that you can get into, and you marry them, and suddenly you're rolling in the dough. I'm just saying, as a practicing attorney, you would have some rights if you married these women and took advantage of them that way.
Yes.
Are you married, though?
I'm not married.
What a fucking weird-ass... What a weird show this has become. Like, yeah, I call random people from Twitter and it's like, so, are you seeing me? What are you doing tonight? You know?
What are you wearing?
Exactly. Well, what are you wearing? I could mention before, I'm an attorney. I had a legal pad and I wrote, like, random shit down to ask people. And it's, like, just bullet points. I don't even know what this is. I will not remember any of this in a couple of, like, seconds. Do you ever follow pro wrestling at all?
I used to, but I don't really anymore. But I do think that CM Punk might actually make a surprising transition to MMA.
Do you think he'll do well?
I don't know if he'll do great, but he'll do better than everyone thinks he will.
What do you... This is actually really interesting. CM Punk's... Again, I'll give you the truth, which is you don't visit the fucking site every day because why would you go to halfguarded.com? Hey, everybody listening, halfguarded.com. Punk's, and not just Punk, but the entire Rufus Sport, their jiu-jitsu coach is Daniel Vanderlei, and I'm really, really good friends with him. Like, he was my first jiu-jitsu instructor, and he and I are very, very close. And so I kind of know, you know, a little inside information. I'm a power player. So, like, I'm curious to see what other people think about Punk. So, like, from what you've seen, what you know about Punk, why do you think he'll do good or bad? Like, what about that leads you?
I think he has a good mindset going into it, like knowing that he has a lot to learn and that it's going to be a really tough transition in sports. And he's also just naturally really athletic. More like even more so than a lot of professional fighters. I mean, it depends on, like, where he goes, and there's a lot of other factors involved, like what kind of training camp he's doing and how he's preparing for it and how he likes getting punched in the face. But it looks like he's taking a lot of steps and, like, taking it really seriously. So I could see him, like, actually winning some matches. Like, I don't know if he's going to be, like, hold the belt in any weight class or anything, but I don't think he's just going to go in and get smashed in, like, 10 seconds by guys with losing records.
Like, do you think that he has the potential to be, like, legitimate UFC caliber?
Maybe.
I say that because I'm watching Titan FC in the background right now between two no-names going at it. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know who the fuck they are, but...
I mean, it depends, like, on what he's done, like, in his life so far. Because, like, you kind of have to have a mindset of a fighter. Well, you absolutely have to do it to be able to get into UFC, but there's a certain mindset. You have to be really tough in that way, and, like, you have to want to fight. Like, and since, you know, he's popular, he's made a ton of money in WWE, like, he doesn't have to do this. He could have done pretty much anything else, and it might just be, like, a challenge for him to see, like, prove to himself that he could do it. And if that's the case, I don't see him doing it for very long. But, I mean, a lot of people just have the mindset they want to do it. Like, they stay in the game. Actually, our podcast talked about that recently, too, because we were talking about, like, CTE and other head injury and what makes fighters tick and other stuff. And a lot of guys will stay in the game, like, way longer than they should. And you kind of, like, see that really painful decline. You know, that's why it's, like, so important to have, like, a good inner circle of guys to, like, talk them out of it. They can say, like, okay, you need to quit. Because there's something that, like, attracts guys to being like, yeah, let's fight. I want to do it. I want to keep continuing to do this, like, even if it means taking a beating.
You know, that's actually incredibly intelligent, because I agree with it. Thus, it's intelligent. But there is something, and I think sometimes it goes undiscussed, even football players or whatever. It's like everybody thinks people do, you know, people fight and then they get brain damage. But they don't always appreciate that it's a certain type of personality that's drawn towards that kind of activity. Or, you know, like, not that CM Punk would, you know, if he wasn't a wrestler or MMA fighter, like, he'd be out there hitting his head against the wall all day, but... They're wired differently than regular people who think, oh, that guy punched me in the face. I want to make sure I never get punched in the face again because I'm a normal person.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it. That's a pretty fucking good, actually. This is a fucking amazing call. Like, I'm blown away by how long this is going. Do you have any thoughts on Prince?
Oh, man, that was sad. That was so sad.
Like, did you, here's the thing, do you actually know any Prince songs?
Besides, like, Purple Rain, no.
Exactly. Like,
I mean, I've heard a bunch of others, but I couldn't, like, name lyrics to them.
Like, I can't, like, if somebody asked me to, like, hum Purple Rain, I couldn't do it. Like, I'm 33, like, he's just before my time, and, like, all these people are all sad. I'm like, I have no idea, like, what his impact is. So, are you kind of the same boat? Did you know more about him? Like, you heard he was dead. Like, what was your first thoughts when you heard that Prince was dead?
I was like, well, fuck. And then, it was like right after China died. So then I read, what's his name, Dobson's tweet. And then I laughed really hard. And then I was like, oh, that's wrong. Then I laughed some more.
Who was more manly, China or Prince?
Oh, definitely China.
How did
guns on that girl?
Oh, hey. My gosh. Have you seen the porn that she's done? Trust me, she's packed. Not that I've watched it.
No.
If you, how do you think Prince died? Like, why do you think killed him? There's all this speculation going around, like AIDS or drugs or cancer or whatever. Like, what do you think killed
him?
He
was a shining star and he went supernova.
You think he's just, like, burned out naturally?
I don't know.
Did you know he was a legitimate Jehovah's Witness?
Whoa.
Like, he actually walked around door to door and preached just like regular Jehovah's Witness.
Who would ever let that guy in? Like, if you didn't know who he was, would you ever let him into your house?
Like, I guess he said, I would just put on, like, sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and I would do it. And sometimes people thought it was a joke. Sometimes people didn't think it was me. Sometimes people would freak out. And I'm like, I have no idea, like, how I would react if I opened my door and there's Prince saying, have you heard about our Lord and Savior? Would you like to hear more? Like, how do you not, like, sure. Like, I'd like to listen to you. Could you play the guitar while you do it?
Do it? Yeah. Huh, that's pretty sweet.
And did you know he lived in Minneapolis for his whole life?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that makes him a Vikings fan. That's why he wears purple, right? Right?
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but you ever see the Chappelle Show when they talk about playing basketball with Prince?
Oh, no, but I love
it. Oh,
that
no.
sounds good because everybody loves Chappelle Show.
Oh, no, Dave Chappelle talked about a legitimate story where he and his
Holy
friend,
shit.
They were visiting Prince after a show, and Prince says, you want to play basketball? And they all kind of laughed because, you know, they're thinking Prince and whatever. And they went and they played ball with Prince. They didn't realize that Prince was, like, all state in basketball.
Yeah.
And, like, he lit them up and beat the shit out of Chappelle and all of his friends. Like, Prince could ball, like, out of nowhere. It's like, what the hell is that? Like, Prince is a weird dude. Like, he made a bunch of music that I don't understand, but he also was a Jehovah's Witness and a hell of a basketball player, apparently.
Damn.
So you should probably feel bad you don't know more about Prince, except for I don't know more about Prince either. Like, I know that shit. I think his music sucks. I listen to it, I'm like, this sounds like 1980s synth shit that, like, I'm glad I didn't have to live through.
That's really weird. I mean, he's really amazing at guitar, but it's like, it's not really my thing, his style.
That's exactly what it is. Like, I was talking to my younger brother, and we both, like, we saw him at the Super Bowl, and like he played guitar. I'm like, oh my gosh, he'd be the greatest frontman for a rock band ever. But his music never sounded like that. Meanwhile, like, I'm like, if he had been like the frontman for, I don't know, Guns N' Roses or whatever, it'd been like, holy sh. Well, I don't think it's super Slash, but you know, some band, Stone Temple Pilots, whatever. You'd be like, yeah, he would have been amazing. Instead, he did all this weird shit where like. I don't even know what it was. It was just trash.
Yeah, definitely not my style.
All right. All right, to wrap it all up, we'll get you off this call soon because it's 20 minutes. You're like, what the fuck? I did not sign up for this. What are your thoughts on UFC 200 being headlined by Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier?
I think it was actually, like, lucky that he pulled out of the last fight, and then this, because then, one, I think we'd see a better Jones after his, we weren't sure whether, you know, he'd have ring rust or not on his first fight back, and it's debatable whether he did or not, or whether it was just like the short notice switch of opponent, but it also helps build up more animosity between now and UFC 200, so I think it'll help sell the fight more, and, as long as Jones doesn't, like, get busted with coke or hit a pregnant woman again.
Which is, you know, 50-50.
It's like a 50-50, yeah. He was, you know, he was talking about his leg kicks. He was like, yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, Jon Jones, chicken legs, broke OSP's arm. I was like, man, you got to be careful about it because, like, even if you're doing damage like that, it can do damage to you. I mean, think of what that telephone call did to your Bentley.
That's fantastic. All right, that's it. We're ending on that. We peaked. I want to thank you so much for letting me call you. When we do the alcohol and ambient hour again, next week or whatever, I'll probably do it again. But thank you so much for being on the show. You want anything to plug? Just plug away, get visitors, whatever.
All right, we got to plug Broest Bros. You know, check out broestbros.com or the podcast on YouTube or SoundCloud, Twitter, all that stuff. My friend Viet Duan at FaceTheFacts22. And David, a.k.a. the Brian Caraway of podcasting, and then Matt Two-Stripe Alexander. So thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for so much.
All right. Take it easy.
All right, have a good one.
Okay.
All right, fuck this. I'm going to try Peach one more time. See if I can do it. Can you hear me? I don't know. I don't give a shit. Come on, Peach. I got to merge the call. Oh, it worked. Okay, good. You fucking picked up.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry I missed your call. I was out there.
It's all right. I talked to a random dude from Twitter for 25 minutes.
Why?
Because I said on Twitter, if you want to be on the show, just DM me your phone number. And some guy did it.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I don't think he had any idea what was going on. Like, when I'm like, what do you think about transsexuals taking a shit in Target? He's like, he was not prepared for what I had to offer him.
really?
Like, I'm well into 2 hours now of the alcohol and Ambien version of this podcast. I've already talked to Tony, and I think his name is Mark, random dude from Twitter. Plus, we have about 2 minutes recording of my dogs getting into a brutal, brutal fight with one another. Like, it was bad. Like, I've got open wounds on my forearms, feet, and legs from them. They went crazy. So what's up, Peach? I was gonna say, what do you want to plug? But,
oh man, I don't want to plug nothing. I'm covering Titan FC right now.
I'm watching
at Angry Mark
right now.
Yeah,
Angry Mark. Oh, Stevie J.
Yeah, Stevie J asked me to do it. I will never watch another Titan FC fight show in my life. Brutal.
This is one of those deals where, and this is like inside baseball type knowledge. Like, I know why people cover this, but like, there's like 4 people that click on this type of shit. It's just not worth it. Like, you have a recap at the end or whatever. There's 2 dudes I don't know. Oh yeah, I forgot. I just got a little reminder. I've become such an alcoholic that I have to remind myself to go to sleep so I don't pass on the couch. I have an alarm to wake up, and then at 10 o'clock every night it says, "Go to bed, you drunk." And it's so that's my life is right now. But it's weekend; I can do what I want. I'm not going to church tomorrow, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, you haven't gone to church early. I'm sure you're gonna feel great.
Oh yeah, or I just wake up and start drinking early. One of those is gonna happen. One of them's not. So you've got a story. No, you have a story about Ambien. Tell me your story about snorting Ambien.
Oh man, well,
I'm getting right into it.
You know, it's like I woke up the next morning. And, you know, because you don't remember anything. And I remember that my wife came in to the bedroom and said, "What have you done?" And I said, I don't know. And she said, "You nearly burned the house down." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" So come to find out, I had, like, made an omelet or something.
That sounds good.
And the bag of dog food, I tried to give my dog food, and I put the bag on the stove, and the stove caught on fire, or the bag caught on fire, and I passed out in the chair trying to eat this omelet, and my dog was barking in my ear. My dog woke up my wife, who came out, and the smoke detector didn't go off or something like that, and, you know, put the fire out. And somehow drug me to bed, and that was it. That was the story.
Was that like, "I'll never take Ambien again"? Then.
Oh yeah, I have now and then, but yeah, no, not like that.
I'm disappointed as shit because the first time, but, like, one of my first experiences, I was in law school, and I had, like, this big final the next day. I'm like, I gotta sleep. I was dating this chick who was, like, the greatest fuck of all time, but ugly as shit. That's just how it goes. You know, the uglier they are, the better they are in bed, because you don't care. And so I took an Ambien, and I'm having sex with her. And all of a sudden, I start seeing shit. Like, I thought that the bedside lamp was a demon, and I punched it, and I'm bleeding. And she goes, "You're bleeding." I go, "It's not blood, it's demon juice." And I thought the blinds were talking to me. So, like, I start attacking her blinds. I ripped them down. I was stomping on them. And that's, you know, like, I wake up in the morning covered in, like, all this shit. She's like, "Well, you're kind of a jerk last night." I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I don't think that any of that happened.
Yeah, and that's what I felt like. I was like, nah, this has got to be bullshit.
Like, even now, like, that's the reason I'm doing, like, Ambien, alcohol and Ambien on halfcarded.com. Everybody listening, halfcarded.com. Get your plugs in halfcarded.com. Fuck you, Bischoff, for whatever reason. because like I realized, like, because I pretty much have to take Ambien to go to sleep. I don't actually know if that's true. I just do because whatever. And I always take it around. Exactly. I take it around 8 o'clock, and I try to go to bed. Well, my phone reminds me at 10 o'clock, but there's always like an hour of my life, maybe two, where I wake up. I go. First thing I have to do is go. Okay, what did I do? Every single day of my life is, what did I do last night? I check Facebook. Okay, nothing too emo. Check Twitter, nothing bad. Check check my text messages. And I send a picture of my dick to that girl and I shouldn't have. Ah, shit.
That's really happened?
Oh, this happened twice a week. Like, this happens all the time. And most people would be like, oh, I should probably learn from my mistakes, but like, I am addicted to the idea of having something dumb and funny and a story in my life. I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep going until I've alienated everyone in my life that could possibly exist.
I have heard about people buying, like, crazy shit on Amazon, like, all fucked up on Ambien.
You
gotta be careful of that.
I did that once. Because, again, it took me a long time to realize that alcohol and Ambien was a bad combination. Like, it didn't occur to me that they shouldn't be done together.
On the bottle.
I'm not going to fucking read a bottle. Those guys make that shit up. Some lawyer put it on there. But, like, I don't know when it happened. I woke up and 2 days, like, no, about a week later, I had the entire Blu-ray Battlestar Galactica sent to my house. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Where did this come from? Like, I haven't ordered anything from Amazon sober in forever, but I get packages all the time, and usually they're not too bad, but every once in a while it's like a $200 purchase. I'm like, what the this is fucking terrible.
They must be working together, because I guarantee you they make millions on purchases that no one remembers.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not kidding. This chick I've known since I was 14, she's like my sister, basically. Like, the only woman I've ever known that I didn't screw around with. So, you know, now it's kind of, like, awkward. She's married with a kid and shit. And apparently I sent her flowers. I didn't send her flowers. I sent her a cactus the other day. at her work.
Why?
I don't know, because I was drunken on Ambien. I'm like, this will be really funny. Like, I'll send someone to camp. She's a vet tech. You know, she helps vets pick shit out of a dog's ass or whatever. It's like, you know, like a nurse for dogs. Like, this is not a big paying job. And the card said something like, hey, I'm drunk right now. I thought I should do something good while drunk for once. Happy Mother's Day in advance. And that's all it said. And I was like, okay, you know what? If that's the worst damage I've done right now, I'm pretty good. But fuck that. I got a legal pad at my day job as a lawyer, everyone. And I grabbed some legal paper and I wrote down these bullet points of shit to talk to. And I've already talked to the guy from Twitter. I talked to Tony, who did his longest radio or podcast appearance in decades. And so you're number three here. And here's the targets, bullet point wise. We'll go through them. It's Target Tranny, Jones 200, Flair, Don't Vote, Prince, Punisher. So let's start out with transsexuals taking shits at Target. Tell everybody why they should be allowed to shit wherever they want.
Well, it's quite simple. If you happen to care where people shit, you have a lot bigger problems in your life. Like, what are you doing with your time if you're thinking about that? That's what I'm trying to say.
That's it? That's
your priorities. Your priorities are way out of whack. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't imagine the fact that in 2016 we're actually discussing and legislating where people make pee-pee and poo-poo. It just blows my mind, and that's my argument.
It kind of blows my mind, like, almost in a different way, where this is all we have left to fight about. Like, every major issue's been decided, so we are now taking one half of 1% of the population, and of those who shop at Target, which is like, I'm seriously, like, if you're a tranny, you ain't fucking shopping at Target. Let's just get that out of the way, because it's Target. And it's like, How many?
Women like Target.
Oh yeah, my friend I just referenced earlier. She fucking shops at Target for everything. She's like, I get a 5% discount, blah blah blah. I'm like, she's not a single mom, but like, you moms are weird. Like, what the fuck? Like, you buy all your groceries and shit at Target? Like, I go to the store that's closest to me that I can drive home while drinking and not get caught by the cops. Like, that's how I gauge where I'm gonna buy my food and booze. But it just seems like, I don't know, like, everybody cares about transsexuals, and I wrote in my article, and I really think it comes down to is how passable they are. Like, if somebody looks good enough, nobody even notices, no one cares. It's just some Paul Bunyan.
That's exactly the point. They're doing it now. Like, they're doing it now, so, and you don't even know. So, stop thinking about it.
It's like, I know, like, you don't want some guy who looks like Paul Bunyan in the women's bathroom, and maybe it's like 1 in 1,000 dude pull that shit because they just want to, like, peek over the stall and look at someone pissing. But first of all,
well, you know who's going to do that. It's going to be someone on the right who is trying to make a point. You know, they'll sacrifice themselves and say, see what I did? You know, see what I pulled off?
Well, it's true because, like, I'm an avowed, I don't know if I'm avowed, but more or less, like, I'm pretty much just a typical libertarian type of guy. And I'm pretty, okay. I'm good, I'm okay with that. And, I don't know shit about, I think I just asked the last guy what he believes about with Jesus, but I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's not inappropriate. But, what a fucking shit show this is. But like, for the most part, like, I don't give a shit. Like, fuck who you want to fuck, do what you want to do. I don't care. All right. If Target wants to, fat ass just texted me something. And he just said, okay, so-and-so is scum. I wonder what that's about. Let's read it on air.
Fat ass.
Tony.
Oh. In my book, Ed and San Antonio's fat ass.
Oh, yeah, Ed doesn't exist in my book. Tony in my phone right now has two different names, one for his iMessage, one for his phone. One of them is Jiggle Tits, and the other one is Tony Lover. So, and I can always tell which phone, where he's at. Like, and we are so close that he texts me to let me know which one to use to talk to him, like in case I get, like, lost for 10 minutes. Like, I'm on this phone. Like, I just get a text that says, it was to say fag. I'm like, oh, he's on his phone right now. Okay.
That's love. That's brotherhood.
If he and I can't shit in the same restroom, that's a problem to me. Because when we were at the fucking Luxor last December, we both went in there, and we're both on the crapper, and there's other people around there, and we just made the most disgusting noises possible to freak people out. Like, I do this even now, like, where I work, like, it's a public bathroom, so I'll go in there, and if I know there's someone in there who I don't have to work with, even if I do have to work with them, I will intentionally turn the sound on my phone so that they can hear me taking pictures, just to get, like, the reaction from them, like, this dude's in the crapper taking pictures. What the fuck is wrong with him?
That's a fucking hilarious joke.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
It's like, there's something really wrong with me. Like, everybody's like, because I'm single now. Like, hey, ladies, I'm single. And, like, I'm on Tinder, and there's some chick in a wheelchair, and I immediately said yes. Because all I could think of is, I want to see how this works. I didn't care about anything else. I just, like, how many people get to cross that one off the list? Like, I've had white and black and Asian. I need Latino, Latina, and I don't know what the hell I'll pull up Muslim. That's going to be a tough one. Because you see some of those Muslim chicks in the little scarves can be really attractive. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, what a, like, a fucking, like, amazing region to bred beauty. But I'm like, if you're wearing the scarf, you are so not going to have sex with me after two drinks. I'm just fucked. But a crippled chick might be like, yeah, whatever, can you push my wheelchair around? Yeah, here's your sippy cup, whatever, I don't know how it works. But I should go through my list here. Oops. We did trannies and Target. Number two, John Jones at UFC 200. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, I'm disappointed because I'm going to the show and I wanted to see Connor and Nate. So that's, but I'm a big fan of Jones because everybody hates him. he's such a great heel.
That's exactly why I like him too.
He's such a dick, and then he's like such an asshole to everybody, and then he says, "I love Jesus," and it's like, "You piece of shit."
Did you see the meme I created with him?
Yeah. That was very good.
With hashtag Jesus on his lip.
Yeah. You know, I saw the original UFC 200 poster with Connor and Nate's face with the tagging on it, and it looked way better than DC Jones' poster.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I just bought it way more than like that Nick Diaz would have like spray painted. I don't know.
Oh, that's one of those things. Like, honestly, and I've been kind of talking to, I think I talked to Tony about this earlier. Like, I think Cormier is just so fucking mentally broken at this point that Jones is just in his head. The way he talks to him is just like, it's the most disrespectful. Like, look, you're my bitch, and you know you can't beat me, so what the fuck are you thinking about? Like, don't even bother showing up. I'm going to whoop your ass, and I'm great. And then I'm going to drive, do some coke, and get arrested. And it doesn't matter, because I'm John Jones.
Because I'm John Jones, I know. He's so hateable.
Oh, but I can't, I'm glad to hear someone else just loves him because of that.
And now he's like, and now guess what? I lift weights better than all y'all do.
No, it's like, I decided to do powerlifting. Why? Just because I was fucking bored.
Yeah.
Although
something else I can dominate at, whatever.
Apparently, Greg Jackson did not like that at all. He was saying in between rounds.
Sucks.
Yeah, but Jackson in between rounds, like, it's a powerlifting. It's making him tired.
Yeah, I did hear that. But then you saw he had to get, like, his powerlifting spots in, too. He had to, like, show that he could suplex him.
Yeah. Okay. Steve Carl and Bilal Muhammad are fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Directvapor.com. Like, is there indirect vapor or something? Like, why is that necessary?
All I can think of right now, because I spent all my day listening to these comedians through their podcast, and Doug Stanhope was talking about how he was in the UK. And he thought somebody was videotaping him, so he jumped off the stage to confront the guy. The guy right in his face, and it turns out the red light was not a camera, but it was a vape pen. And I'm like, that sounds exactly like something I would do if I was a really successful comedian and not a failed lawyer. So, what do you think about the fact that Ric Flair made an ass of himself in public?
I didn't really understand what that story was.
Is it curious to you that certain outlets did not cover that story?
I haven't put it together. I don't even know what the story is.
Oh, well, Ric Flair was in Logan International Airport, which I thought was New York, but turns out to be Boston. And he was not allowed initially to board an airplane because he was causing a scene. And people thought he was drunk because it's Ric Flair in an airport. What the fuck else is he going to do with his life? And it turns out he just fell down and hit his head and scraped his hand and had a bandages put on. Like, how sad is it that that's what Ric Flair is? He's no longer pulling his dick out, wooling it around to see what this is. He's now the old guy that can't even make it past the tarmac without the authorities having to put a Band-Aid on his head.
So he fell down and people thought he was drunk.
Yeah, it was all over, like, TMZ and all kinds of places. But curiously, certain wrestling websites did not cover it. I don't know why they wouldn't cover it. My piece that I wrote, this fucking website's about me, about why people should not encourage voting. Do you agree that we should not encourage dumb people to vote?
I think we should encourage dumb people to not do a lot of things. Voting is particularly one of them. If you are ill-informed, please don't just do what your parents do. throw your vote away. Like, write in Mickey Mouse, please. Or, you know, I, and quite frankly, you shouldn't vote because I want my vote to count for more. That's statistically, I'm more important now.
That's kind of what I was, that's kind of the whole point of the piece, which I know you didn't read this shit, because why the fuck would you read it? But,
Hello, I read that one.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, it's so good. Halfguarded.com is amazing, everyone. It's like, you know, like, the analogy I used of take some guy that's never played baseball and have him manage a baseball team. Well, I don't know if anybody can hear my phone just ding. That's fat-ass Tony texting me. It's like, why do we want people that, first of all, if you have to be told to vote and told to register to vote, you are not engaged in the political process. You are most like, you're the person that's like Donald Trump's like, I'm going to get rid of the Mexicans. You're like, huh? Oh, that sounds pretty good. Or Hillary Clinton, like, oh, I'm going to, you know, or Bernie Sanders, like, I'm going to give everybody free stuff. And you're like, wow, I like free stuff. And like, yeah, you put no critical thought into it at all. And that's why we have politicians where our main choices are one dude saying, I'm going to put tariffs on all money, everything coming into America, put a big wall up, fuck Mexico. And the alternative is, I'm going to give you everything you want for free and just take it from like five people. And there's no like actual adult on stage being like, oh, wait a second, guys. You can't do that. Like, you just can't test everybody and you can't just kick out everybody. Like, there's a bunch of brown people here and they're nice. And there's a bunch of rich people here and they're not all evil. And instead, we just got these two fucking nutbags on each side and somehow Hillary Clinton, who is possibly actual sociopath, is the most likely person to be elected. And Hillary Clinton's genuinely evil. Like, she's a horrible human being on every level.
But you know what? You know what, though? Slick Willie will be back in the White House. You know?
That's what it is. It all comes down
to that. And I love Bill.
That's what it is. Deep down, everybody's like, yeah, but Bill will be there. And whether he's in charge or he's doing something funny for late night TV, we're all like, yeah, Bill Clinton's in the fucking spotlight again, and that'll make us feel like in the 90s again. And you know what? It might be true. Like, Hillary, the thing about Hillary is she's such a politician that she's not going to take risks. She's not going to go out. She's not an ideologue anymore. Like, she was in the 90s. Now she doesn't give a shit about anything but being president. She just wants to say, I'm the first person who's ever born with a vagina who became president. And Bill Clinton wants nothing more than to say, I was the first ever first man. Or
first
whatever.
Man.
Fuck it. Yeah, whatever. Nobody gives a shit about politics. What do you have to say about Prince dying?
Oh, I don't care. I didn't like his music, and I just wish I would have changed my name to Prince when he changed his name to that weird unk.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay, you're 4 years above me. Okay, Prince to me, like, I do not get it. It's not my generation.
Yeah,
like I understood Nirvana a little bit when Kurt Cobain died. I was kind of like, fuck, he died. Oh, that guy. I liked his stuff, but it didn't totally hit a home. Like Prince, I listen to the music. I don't recognize any of it. None of it sounds good. It all seems kind of weird. I just don't get Prince at all.
It's too artsy for me. It's just not my style. I'm just not into it. I mean, I'm sure, his death was a tragedy, boo-hoo. But, well, okay.
Yeah, we all die. How do you think he died? Do you think it was AIDS, pills, or cancer?
Cancer.
Those are the
awful.
Only choices. You have to have one. It's only one of them.
I think what happened was, his flares in his pants like blew him away and he got like, swept into a volcano or something, I don't know.
So he's like a Scientologist?
Possibly.
Do you know he's a Jehovah's Witness?
He was, really?
How? You're the second person after a random Twitter dude that didn't know that. Like, he was a devout Jehovah's Witness, and he actually fucking went door to door knocking and doing the shit that they do to like convert people. Be like, hi, I'm Prince, and have you accepted Christ into your life?
No.
Yes, he really did. There's a fucking New York Times article where he's like, yeah, I did it, and some people thought it was a joke. Some people didn't know it was me, and some people freaked out. I'm like, that's crazy, because you're Prince.
I probably wouldn't recognize him without, like, the dark glasses and the big poopy hair and shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, there's some sort of, like, emaciated, half-gay, starving guy out there.
You know how Prince got famous, like, to our generation? Through the Chappelle
Batman.
Show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Batman. Oh, yeah. Chappelle, for sure. Which is also actually crazy that he was really good at basketball.
Yeah, that was a crazy story.
I love the idea that, like, Prince was awesome at basketball. I don't know where that comes from, but... And then he became a weirdo recluse.
Yep.
And he hated the internet. He hated it.
That's awesome.
He sued every single person he could that put his music up on Napster or any BitTorrent site or on YouTube. Like, some woman put, like, a clip of her baby dancing in the background for 15 seconds with one of his shit-ass songs no one cares about. He sued her to get it taken down. Like, Prince is, like, obsessed with owning his music. That lawsuit is still going on right now. Like, that's his legacy. I think that's what hurts him. Like, you know, you hear Michael Jackson shit all over the place, and people kind of forget that, you know, he raped children all the time. In his eyes, you know, Michael Jackson, Thriller. It's like, yeah, as he did Thriller, he fucked a two-year-old. Whereas with Prince, like...
Allegedly.
Like, he gave one of those kids $20 fucking million. Let the Jackson State sue me. Also, why are you the one saying allegedly, not the lawyer? But yeah, he paid somebody $20 million to keep quiet because he touched their penis. Sure, yeah. That was a hell of a blowjob. But, like, Prince, like, you don't hear his shit anywhere. Ever. It's probably because it sucks, but also because he's a dick and didn't want to, like, let people hear it. So, good job, Prince. Your legacy is that no one knows who the fuck you are.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think there was a lot of people who were very upset, but I just don't... I couldn't possibly care.
Well, that's true. Hold on. I'm going to end this on something good. That's right. Going to my Feedly feed to see what's happening. I don't give a shit about fucking Captain America. Oh, are you with me that the idea that Captain America Civil War came out in Europe before it came out here, is that not anti-American?
No. You know what that anti-American is? That he's been in the Air Force for, like, 75 years, and he's only achieved the rank of captain.
Fuck, that's true. Well, you know, the Air Force, it's a very political branch.
He's not willing to play ball politically.
I got fucking nothing. Fuck. Oh, did you hear about Patty Holahan retiring?
Yeah, he's retiring, yeah.
He's got some sort of blood disease, which he knew about the entire time and never told anyone.
But it wasn't like an STD blood disease. It's like, it's only going to kill him.
Yeah, so I don't like, why do they want to get rid of him then? Like, it's his deal, right?
Well, I think it's a deal where, like, if you, like, get hit, it's like a blood clotting disorder or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm making that up. I don't know.
That kind of sounds familiar enough for me to go with it. Oh, have you watched Ultimate Fighter?
No, I have not watched it this season.
Fuck. Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think about... what do you think about Joanna Jędrzejczyk?
Joanna Jędrzejczyk's awesome, man. She's my favorite champion right now. I think she's great. Super charismatic. She's a killer.
She's kind of like Jon Jones in that she's very, very real with everything she does.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and she knows she's the best and just sort of like, yeah, I'm beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, like the last episode, like, she wore the belt into the arena, the training facility. She's like, yeah, I'm the champion. What are you going to do about it? And what's her face? It's just like, oh, I respect your title and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, yeah. She kicked your ass and she's a champion. And honestly, I think she's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. I mean,
like aesthetically, like, yeah, like maybe like Tate or Rousey or like have that classical look, but there's something about Jacek, who's just like, I don't know, that Eastern European look of hers is just, it works for me.
Yeah, I like the Eastern European look as well.
Yeah. All right, you got 3 rounds left in this main event of Titan FC at AngryMarks. Is it .com? I'll go with .com.
Yeah.
Plug .com. Some shit. Plug shit so we can pretend like this is a real
plug
thing.
Shit. Just follow me on Twitter at Peace Machine. Thanks for having me on.
That is a fucking inaugural episode of Alcohol and Ambien. Let's see if I remember any of this. If anybody, this is the last segment, so I'm just going to keep talking while you're on the fucking phone. If anybody asks me what I said, say, why did I say that, I do not remember. So I cannot explain why I called somebody a nigger or whatever I said earlier on in the show. They probably deserved it, though. So anyways, thanks, Peach. Thanks, random dude from Twitter. Thanks, Tony, and thanks, the dogs for fighting. And, we'll talk to y'all later. Anyways, have a good one, Peach.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, fuckers, I'm calling one more person. Let's see if she's awake. She! The fuck? Why is the fucking phone number not showing up? Oh, it's under that one. Aha. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Did you get my text? Did you get my text?
No.
Oh, shit. You're the closing act on the podcast.
No.
No, you are. You just consented by nothing at all. But I want the world to know that I know a girl.
You do know a girl.
Well, one that didn't divorce me and take everything I have. What do you want to tell the people? Have you ever watched any fights?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wait, no, I got the list of questions I've been asking people. I talked to a random... What?
Oh. Nothing, just got home.
Sorry, everyone. The person I'm talking to, whose name I will not mention, has a child and a husband and a real life, and I'm fucking interrupting all of it to do my dumbass podcast. But it's okay.
It's not dumb.
It's pretty fucking dumb. I already interviewed Tony... a writer and a random dude from Twitter. So you're fucking cool company here. I have my list of questions.
Save the best for last.
Exactly. What do you think about the tranny pooping in Target controversy?
Yeah, not tonight.
All right, you don't want them pooping there tonight.
Yeah.
What do you think about Prince?
I don't really got anything to say about that.
Did you like know any of his songs off the top of your head?
Not really.
Are you kind of confused by how many people are, like, upset with his death?
Yes.
Do you think that Prince deserved to die?
No.
You are so uncomfortable right now, aren't you?
Yes.
Even though you're just talking to me and nobody you know will ever hear this.
Yeah, because I have to go.
Okay, you go, and this will be the perfect way to close this fucking Alcohol and Ambien podcast. So, everybody, I'm a grown man, and she's a grown woman with a child and a husband and stuff. So, have fun with that, and I'll drink myself to sleep, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, everyone. I think that's the entire fucking show now. I've called people and the audio quality probably sucks ass, and I don't even give a shit because Alcohol and Ambien is the best fucking idea I've ever had for a podcast. So I'll have to edit this together in the morning and you'll all listen to it, but you don't know when. I record this all on Saturday, so you get on Sunday, I guess. And, I think the highlight was a random dude from Twitter. I'm not going to lie. What the fuck was that? So, big, big props to that dude for being willing to do this. Like, that's pretty badass. And thanks to all my friends and writers and employees and whatnot that were willing to subject themselves to my bullshit. And I'm going to go watch some chick on Netflix who's kind of attractive. And she said she'd been divorced, so maybe that means she's straight. So I got a shot. So thanks for listening, and until next time, go to halfguarded.com over and over again till we get hits. Thanks. Bye. Au revoir, mes amis.